Alex Zalbin today, a Dean's Entertainment Report, sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. Dean is not here today. Alex, thanks for filling in. Totally appreciate it.
No problem. Always enjoy being here, Wendy. Thank you.
Thank you. Alex is host and editor of Comic Book Club, and I just saw some breaking news about Stranger Things. What do you have for us?
Sure. Stranger Things, it seems like the final episode of the final season will likely play in movie theaters, as well as, of course, on Netflix. This isn't 100% confirmed by Netflix as of yet, but this comes from a report on Puck, which is usually very reliable in these sort of things. Initially, the Duffer brothers, who created the show, said, no, it's not going to go to theaters, but seems like something might have changed along the way. And there's definitely a precedent there. Recently, they released K-pop Demon Hunters in theaters, and it was enormous. So likely they want to get that kind of pop, no pun intended, for the final episode of the series when it pops up on, I keep saying pop, on December 31st.
I hate when they do that. I think X-Files did that, where the final season slash episode was at the theaters. Twin Peaks did it, I believe, as well, too, didn't they?
I think this is going to be something a little different than that, where those instances were more like, here's a special additional episode that you need to watch to understand the show. This is going to be the actual episode that drops on Netflix on December 31st. So if you are watching the show, just to kind of lay it out for people if they don't know, it's going to be split into three parts, the final season. You're going to get four episodes on Thanksgiving on November 26th, then three episodes about a month later on Christmas, December 25th, and then the final episode of the series, Chapter 8, The Right Side Up is what it's called, is going to be on December 31st. So likely what they'll do is some sort of thing like, and this is just me speculating, but it'll definitely be on Netflix for you to watch on December 31st. They'll probably have a premiere in theaters at the same time as it is on Netflix, so fans can all watch it together. I went to a screening of a fan screening of a Stranger Things episode for season 4, I think, and that was something where they really did it up. They had a red carpet, they had prizes for fans, that sort of thing. So it's more of a special extra experience rather than replacing what you'd be streaming on Netflix.
All right. Well, I like Stranger Things. I'm up to date. I'm all caught. It's great to see Winona Ryder again. She did a great job. David Harbour has been great. Although when he lost weight, it really kind of changed the character for me.
Yes, I believe he did that for Marvel because he was playing Red Guardian over there. Also because, mild spoilers for several seasons back, but he was in a Russian prison. But yeah, he became a little bit more of a action hero rather than a hirsute, lovable sheriff guy who lives in a small town. But that's how his career is headed. We'll have to see how he is. He seems very beardy in the final season, so maybe he'll win you back.
Okay, and action heroes, just action, I guess. The Boys was a show that I really enjoyed. And next year, we're going to get into the final season. But there's a spinoff called Gen V. And what's going on? What's the news with that?
Sure. The finale of the second season of Gen V, which is set in the world of The Boys, which is a darker superhero world if you're used to the MCU. It finished up the second season yesterday on Prime Video, and some big stuff went down that I won't necessarily spoil, but it does feed directly into the final season of The Boys that will premiere likely next year. They haven't announced an exact premiere date for that. So if you've been skipping out on Gen V, first of all, it's a very fun show, really well done for fans of The Boys. Both seasons are up on Prime Video now. But particularly if you watch The Boys, you kind of got to watch the second season in particular, because it's almost like The Boys season 4.5 sets up a lot of stuff, very exciting stuff in the future.
And they're basically just very bad superheroes. Is that it in a nutshell?
Yeah, it's trying to take a look at if superheroes existed in a real world, they would be celebrities.
Right.
So they would go to school to learn how to be celebrities, and they wouldn't actually go to save people, but there would be, say, promotional things set up where it looked like they're saving people.
Right.
And then they do much, much worse and much grosser things than that.
It's pretty cool. It's not really up my alley, but I really enjoy it. Wendy Snyder here, and I'm sitting in for Bob Surratt, who's on vacation. He's on a lovely cruise, and we're chatting with Alex Zalbin, host and editor of Comic Book Club. Alex, there's this show that you seem to really like, and I know nothing about it, Hal and Harper. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is one of my favorite shows I've watched, not just this year, but in a good long while. It is on the streaming service Mubi, which is probably why people don't know it. That's spelled M-U-B-I. But that's a very small, very niche service that's for independent film. If you watch The Substance, which was nominated for a couple of Oscars earlier in the year, that was on there. But this is they've started experimenting with TV shows, and this is a TV show by a guy named Cooper Rafe, who's sort of an indie Sundance darling. The idea of the show, it stars him, Lily Reinhart, who people may know from Riverdale and other things, Mark Ruffalo, Betty Gilpin, and a couple of other folks. It's about two siblings played by Reinhart and Rafe, who something happens to their mother in the past. It's obviously very tragic, but it causes them to grow up too fast, the show tells us. So jumping around in time, we get to see them in the present, who, as they've been kind of traumatized by this event, as well as playing themselves as 7 and 9 year olds in the past. It's played kind of for comedy, but it's also a really interesting visual conceit because they're supposed to be adults in grade school, essentially. Like, they've had to take care of their dad, who is Ruffalo and can't do anything. And I know this all sounds very maudlin and very sad, and it definitely will make you cry throughout the episodes, but it's also very funny. And one of the things that I was really impressed by is sometimes in the same scene, somebody will say a line that will make you laugh out loud, and then the next line will make you tear up. So there are 2 episodes up now on Mubi. Again, that's M-U-B-I. It's going to go for 8 or 10 episodes total. I'm forgetting which, but it's rolling out weekly after this. And I highly recommend it. It is worth figuring out what Mubi is just for this show. It's that good.
And that's Hal and Harper, and it's on Mubi. That's just ridiculous. There's Mubi, yes. Tubi, Booby. There's so many
There's too many streaming services. And subscribe for 2 months to this. You'll watch a great show, and then you can figure out after that.
All right. You know, I mean, this goes back a little ways, but there was, for some reason, I thought of His Three Daughters when you were telling me about this. That's a movie that I just highly recommend to people. Natasha Lyonne is in it, Elizabeth Olsen, Carrie Coon, and they are sisters that have kind of a strained relationship, and their father's not doing well, and they need to come together, and I absolutely loved that movie.
That's a great comp for this, just in terms of having the same sort of mix of laugh out loud, funny humor and really pointed moments. I'd also throw out there, because of the kids, adults playing kids, if you watched Pen 15 on Hulu, that was on for 2 seasons. It's a little bit like that, too, where it starts as a funny visual joke, but actually becomes something deeper about full grown people playing grade school kids. So really, really good show. Hal and Harper, do not miss it.
All right. And that movie, someone texted, it's called His Three Daughters. It's really good. All right. A show that I love, and honestly, Alex, I'm not quite sure why. I can't get enough of Tim Robinson. The Chair Company, I loved his show, I Think You Should Leave Now. He's just so out there, but this is called The Chair Company. Give us a little background, because I love this.
Sure. This just appeared on HBO, and you can also stream it on HBO Max. 2 episodes are out now. And it is a conspiracy thriller about, to spoil the event that happens in the first episode, he's giving a presentation, sits down on a rolling chair, and it falls apart. And he tries to figure out why. And the show, so brilliantly, is this mix between it seems a little dismissive to call it like The Office, but imagine if The Office turned into a conspiracy thriller out of Robert Ludlum or something like that. And you kind of got the gist, but like you're saying, if you've watched any stuff with Tim Robinson, it is so weird and wild and specific in terms of the jokes that it's doing. If you're not on his vibe, you're not necessarily going to love it. But if you like things like I Think You Should Leave or the recent movie Friendship, you're going to love The Chair Company. And that's on HBO and HBO Max now.
And Lake Bell plays his wife, and it is just, it is the craziest show I've ever seen.
It's great. The whole cast is good. Lake Bell, I love her so much. Sophia Lillis, who plays his daughter, is just very earnest and funny too. And Lou Diamond Phillips plays his boss, and he's just big and boisterous. And without spoiling too much, in later episodes, he just gets even funnier. Highly recommend the show. It's going to run 8 episodes through November 30th.
Yeah, I forgot that he was in it. I just forgot his name again. His boss.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah, it just went out of my head. It took a while for my husband and I to recognize him because it does look like him, but he's definitely older.
Yes. He's definitely grown into his age, but he's still a very handsome man. So it's all good.
He sure is. All right, Alex Zalbin, thanks for filling in today. Totally appreciate it. He is host and editor of Comic Book Club. You can find him comicbookclublive.com. Alex, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Great chatting, Wendy.
You as well.